Okay, hopefully you guys can see me. Well, I'll probably, my face is definitely blocked by the microphone, but I did the hand trick where the distance is between my pinky and thumb. So, I don't know how far, I guess it's like 8 inches. I guess it's like 8 inches. So, I just wanted to record the quality of this going through a cheap mixing board, because it's my belief that the microphone quality matters a lot more than the preamp. The preamp, you know, it matters, but because preamps in modern times, and really this mixing board came out in, I think, 2001. I know I got it in 2002, so I think it actually was released in 2001. Either way, the preamp, as many people like to, you know, they knock Behringer for their cheap mixing board. So let's hear what it sounds like to have this driven through one. So I want to see what this sounds like compared to the preamp in that camera, because the preamp in that camera is actually pretty good. I've never had an issue with it. You know, noise free, nice and clean. So I want to see what it sounds like compared to this. I'll also get a little bit closer than I am right now, just in case there was reflections going on with the walls. So here we go. Yeah, you're listening to Smooth Jazz on WRHR. And, oh, by the way, I do know I'm wearing my shirt inside out. It's because there was a logo on it that I didn't want on camera. Anyway, listen to the smooth jazz tones. I'm making that voice. Hold on. This is my normal voice. Smooth jazz tones here on WRHR on KRHR or whatever. I was reading what was on. I just noticed the shock mount says Australia on it. So yeah, I like the Rode NTK. It's a good quality microphone, especially for the price. I know $500 is a lot for, you know, home studio guys, and but comparing it to something that's more in like the $2,000 range or $3,000. You know, $500 is definitely doable for the home studio guy. I got it mainly because, you know, I just heard so many good reviews about it. It's used on, you know, commercial albums. And I think if I were to replace the tube on this thing, like a lot of people mention, because the stock one is not exactly the best, which is what you're hearing right now, then in that case, this thing would sound really good with, you know, new old stock tubes, which you can replace. There's a video about showing how to do that, and even though a guy like me, who's not really great with my hands as far as electronic repair and all that is concerned, you know, it looks like kind of like replacing RAM chips in a computer, which is really easy. So anyway, let me switch this to the microphone preamp inside of the Sony camera, and so we can have a good comparison. Okay, so this is the Rode NTK plugged into the EX1's microphone preamp, same channel as I did for line input. And I'll tell you what, this microphone puts out a lot of signal. I know it's powered, I know it's condenser. I'm so used to dynamic microphones that I forgot like how crazy the output is. Oh, I forgot to mention, on the mixer board, I had it at the 12 o'clock position on the gain. On the mic preamp, everything else was zero. The main output, the fader, all those were zero, and it was using the XLR output, the output that's farthest away from the power supply, if that matters to you guys, using a 30-foot long Mogami gold cable for the microphone. And I basically have the Rode cable that goes to its power supply laid out all across this room so that it's not coiled up like I do sometimes. I don't know if you're not supposed to do that or not, but it just seems like an issue and possible problem with noise. So again, this is going directly into the microphone preamp, and we're going to see how different that sounds compared to the Behringer one. And I guess I'll get close now so you guys can hear the difference with that. It should have got a little bit deeper with the voice, smooth jazz and all that. But what I'm aiming for here is really just to test the quality out. And the one thing I don't like about the tube in this, which a lot of people say the other tubes will fix, like a Telefunken tube, a Mollard, and there's like two other ones. Those tubes have like a deeper sound, and I think this microphone sounds really bright. What I do like about it, though, is that I don't really have to add any effects for it to get the sound like it's like you're there with me. I was recording with this earlier, and I'm like, damn, you know, I like my voiceover microphone because it reduces my sibilance, it reduces the harshness in my voice, the nasalness in my voice. But I swear, man, like using this microphone or really any condenser microphone in general, just has so much more detail in it. You know, so it's a good thing and a bad thing. Sometimes you want that detail, other times you don't. And also, these microphones tend to be more expensive than Dynamics, and they break more easily, and they're susceptible to moisture. So, you know, there's trade-offs with everything. But I guess that's it. So let me get even closer to that. I really shouldn't get this close because of the diaphragm. But anyway, let's talk just a little bit louder here. And I'm looking at the shadow of the camera on the wall. So anyway, I'll back up a little bit more. So I feel like cutting a promo for Real Home Recording. Hey, everybody, this is Adam for RealHomeRecording.com. Check out all the reviews, the interviews, tutorials. We got it all. Everything audio related right here on this channel. Something like that. So, yeah, let's check it out, and it'll be interesting to hear. I'm not going to give my opinion because I haven't heard it yet, but I'll just post a video and leave your comments below. What do you think? How does it sound? By the way, the only thing I did to the audio, if it never got to the peak, I increased it to -1 decibel full scale, so a digital clean boost, and that's it, though, that just so that the audio level is a little bit louder than it would have been otherwise. Because I really, you know, having to boost your volume up too much compared to the other Real Home Recording videos is a pain in the butt. So I always try to maximize the volume without affecting the record it to tape quality or record it to memory card quality in this case. So that's it. This is Adam for RealHomeRecording.com.